There may be some doors you never want to open. Some doors you never want to go through. In the book of Revelation, a prophecy, massive prophecy about the near future. Revelation chapter 8, middle of the verse 13. Out in a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet blasts about to be sounded by the other three angels. There are doorways you may not want to go through. Here we're going to look into the abyss. What the Spirit of God reveals about a place called Abyssos, the abyss. Is it a dark hole, black hole, bottomless pit, a holding cell, an ancient place? How could we look over this incredible prophecy that will impact the entire globe? Now, there are many on the other side that want to listen to the dead, seek the spirits of ancient places of worship. They want to seek the ancient voices, or as Paul Vaughan Ward calls them, the collective voices of advanced beings. Others have called it the Great White Brotherhood, the Ascended Masters. The voices coming from the other side, trying to describe future events. Now, there are those who research and look, and even those that believe that what those spirits are saying and predicting will come to pass. Alice Bailey, known occultist, led by ascended masters, led by spirits, fallen, finite spirits, has declared in her little book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, that these ascended masters would eventually lead the human race to new levels of science, new science, science that would connect technology and spirituality, and that at some point, she claims, the ascended masters prophesy that the human race, the advanced scientists, will break the veil between the physical and the spiritual. The dimensions will open. I don't know what you believe about this, but I think it's a great warning in the book of Revelation chapter 8 and 9 concerning the abyss, Abyssos. If you look at this revelation, there's a number of reasons why. And listen, this is just part one of a six-part series of possibly a very, very broad biblical prophecy, ancient prophecy, that hasn't really been looked into. I want to touch on two things in part one. Where is it and what is in it? First of all, when we say where is it, before we even touch that basis, let's look at this. In the Bible, the book of Revelation, which is the most incredible book, almost fully and totally a book of prophecy. This is the apocalypse of Jesu Christu. This is a prophecy of Jesus Christ, of events that will affect the globe, that will bring about the most catastrophic events in world history. Unprecedented, unequaled. Jesus said that unless those days be shortened, no flesh would be left. Now, everybody knows the ominous feeling in the air. New Agers, occultists, Luciferians, mystics, conspiracy writers and readers and bloggers all speak about the shadow government and shadow presence and conspiracies and Illuminati and all the rest. But what we're going to look at here is why should we look at Abyssos, the abyss? In the book of Revelation, chapter 9, number one, it's a major revelation. It is a revelation that's broader and bigger, more information here than on the rapture or the millennium. And so taking a look at the abyss and what it's all about, sometimes for some, it is so absolutely fantastic that they may not even be able to grasp it. But those who have been searching and digging and looking, well, this may be something that you don't want to find. It is said about the abyss that when it is opened, massive evil will come out. It is revealed that it will be a global impact. The impact, the evil prophesied in the book of Revelation 2,000 years ago, given by the Spirit of God through the writer John on the Isle of Patmos about future events, is so massive and so striking that some, even those who are searching through all kinds of spiritual streams, grabbing a hold of every eclectic spiritual experience, looking under every spiritual rock, looking to break the dimensions, break the veil, get to the other side, talk to the dead, and whatever else. Even those who want to put God under a microscope as if he could be examined by finite, flawed humanity. Like the prophecy of the flood spoken about in the Old Testament, a catastrophic event, they mocked, they laughed, they sat and watched as the days moved forward. What God has spoken about, the catastrophic event of the flood, eventually occurred. Again and again, hundreds of prophecies of Old Testament into the New, even concerning the Christ to come, 700 years in advance, Emmanuel in human flesh, God with us, a child will be born by a virgin. We read from Jeremiah, from Isaiah, from the book of Psalms, from Joel, prophecies that are 600, 700, and even 1,000 years prior to the event are foretold. The incredible revelation of biblical prophecy is this: everyone that was given concerning events that have now occurred have been flawless. There are none that have missed. Old Testament into the New concerning Christ have been fulfilled. Far back concerning the flood has been fulfilled. And now there is a wealth of prophecy. God has given massive communication. Communication that unveils the possibility of your destiny, your future state. Prophecy that unveils massive communication about the sequence of events that are occurring around us and why we sense evil in the air, why we sense catastrophe in the air. Listen, believe it or not, it doesn't change. What God has spoken will come to pass. He is the one who has spoken again and again and again and brought it to pass. We're talking about the infinite God, the ability to be the Alpha and the Omega. Listen, regardless of what spiritual stream you come from, or from none, this is a prophecy about near future events that we may be feeling the saber rattling in the spiritual realms. It is a place the demons know well. It is a place Satan himself knows well. It is a place the Word of God prophesies concerning even the captivity of Satan himself for 1,000 years. So when we talk about where is it and what is in it, I think the question why, because vast biblical prophecy speaks about it. Because the biblical prophecy that speaks of this place reveals catastrophic events for the human race. It also reveals a containment place of Satan himself at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, when one angel of God will bind Satan. He will be bound for 1,000 years. During that time, no war will exist on the face of the earth. No battle, no fighting, no slaughter, no nation against nation. This is unprecedented. Unprecedented as a revelation concerning the human race. Since the fall of the human race, humanity has battled the day that Cain slaughtered Abel and buried him. Let's touch on why the abyss. If you come to embrace and read the Revelation chapter 9 and realize that it is real, that it will occur, based on the accuracy of God, all the prophecies that were meant to be fulfilled in Christ, all done, except for the second coming. Prophecies concerning the sequence of satanic evolution is occurring all around us. But prophecies concerning the rise of the Antichrist, which, listen, coast-to-coasters believe, Satanists believe, Luciferians look forward to, even Muslim scholars speak about the 12th Imam. They speak about an Antichrist, a superhuman figure that will bring the world to what? What millions and millions are looking into today, a new world order. This new world order is already evidenced in the United Nations, in documents to help unite the world system. So if you're going to look at all of those conspiracies and believe that a new world order is coming, believe that an Antichrist is coming, believe, and if you're on the other side of this fence and believe that a superhuman savior is coming, that the need for globalization, one world government, one world military, one world religion, that you've bought into the evolution of the satanic agenda. The promises will be vast. Unprecedented satanic Luciferian powers will be unleashed. And hundreds of millions in politics, in military, on the ground, in religious circles will grab hold of these dark prophecies and buy into them. But across the board, as I've looked at those who have believed in biblical prophecies and taught and have spoken about upcoming events, and when I listen to the New Agers and the Luciferians about, you know, a being of light in a place of human spiritual evolution, a transformation of consciousness by some kind of spiritual convergence, others, 2012ers, the Mayan prophecies, references to a catastrophic event, a coming catastrophic event. Listen, you may not want to dig where this place, Abusos, abyss, really is. Let me tell you very clearly that the abyss exists. Even as heaven and hell exist, so the abyss is real. Demons in the Gospels fear being sent to this place. Biblical prophecy and Christians rejoice on the day that Satan himself, after the defeat at the second coming of the living Christ, will be bound with chains for 1,000 years, in which he will have no effect during the days of the great millennium. Now, these are prophecies like other prophecies, like other events that will come about. Now, I want to ask you, I'm not sure who's going to be listening. And by the providence of God, by the hand of God, for many of you, there is one who has been seeking you, searching you, following you, looking to you, and trying to communicate a message of embrace, of love, of return, of coming home, of knowing the infinite God on a relational, personal basis, through, well, an unequaled work. Do you know what happened on the cross? If you're a New Ager psychic, reader of the dead, if you're a Luciferian, Satanist, you know, pagan, my question is, do you know the power of the cross? Talk about a doorway. A doorway to the presence of God, a doorway to the friendship of God, a doorway to indestructible immortality, a doorway to being cleansed, renewed, to a transformation that is eternal. Or the choice of counterfeit, masked, oh, real spirituality, but masked. Where is this place that the Bible calls the abyss? Even others outside of the Bible have written about a place of the dead, a place of judgment, a place dark, gloomy, and so forth. Well, where? Some have speculated that it might be beneath the pyramid, one of the pyramids. And again, the reason why we are asking where, the question and the issue here is the why. Well, it's going to lead us to the where. Because if you really come to believe about this place and what will happen and how a doorway will be opened, how it will literally affect the heavens and the earth and the globe and humanity and lives, it involves a future suffering untold, unexperienced. Can I tell you something? If anybody's read Whitney Strieber's book, 2012, in his reference to aliens coming down and the different things occurring to humanity, a catastrophic event, all about alien breaking through, you know, the veil to our side and everything else. If you can come to believe what he is saying, what he is talking about, then I'm going to urge you to open your mind, open your heart to biblical revelation. Why? Because we're talking about the infinite Spirit of God revealing unaltered truth. Provable, evidenced, 300 Old Testament prophecies, words that spoke about the first coming of God in human flesh, Jesus Christ. Now we have prophecy upon prophecy upon prophecy, which is God's massive communication. It involves warning the world. It involves a witness to the world that you might escape the impending disasters and embrace the living Christ. Prophecies of the New Testament, especially the book of Revelation, lay out ahead of time the results of choices that human beings like you and I will make. Choices to embrace a counterfeit spirituality, masked, that leads to massive, unprecedented destruction. Or to embrace the Spirit of God, to embrace a spirituality that flows out of heaven, that God has for us. He who created us now comes to redeem us. And the promise of the gift of the Spirit of life, the Spirit of God to come and dwell. Do you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you? Do you have the living God dwelling in your heart and life? Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 7, spoke about that anybody who would believe in him, as the Scripture has said, out of their inmost being would flow, he called it, rivers of living water. In reference to the Spirit of God who brings the application of a new nature, a new life, a redemption that comes from God, a transformation that begins here and ends for the most part in what the Bible reveals as glorification. Listen, New Ager. Listen, Coast to Coasters. Listen, conspiracy readers, paranormal buffs, hunters of ghosts, readers of the dead, psychics. Where did you get your spirituality? What is the source? What has it given you? Where will it take you? Unprecedented deception, seduction, spiritually, is here. It will ramp up. It will so close the eyes of millions who choose to reject truth, the love of God, the gift of indestructible immortality, that they would be willing to take a mark, pledge allegiance to a seemingly supranatural human world leader based on promises of a whole new world order. Jesus said, "What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul?" Abusos, abyss, revealed by the Spirit of God, now given in prophecy, is here as a witness, as a warning. I mean, it's not a place that's going to exist in the future. It already exists. 2,000 years ago in the Gospels, we read about Jesus Christ casting out dark spirits who feared and pleaded that they did not want to go. They did not want to go to the abyss. They would rather go and indwell pigs than to be sent to the abyss. The dark side knows. Those of you who've done deliverance, exorcisms over the years, you know the demons, when they have spoken and when they have cried out, they know the judgment is coming. They know that Jesus is truly the Son of God, and they know that the abyss is a miserable, loathing, horrific place for them. Now, as we move closer to that day when the door to the gate, the dimension, whatever you want to call it, is opened up, we must realize that this place called the abyss has existed for thousands upon thousands of years. Is it beneath the pyramid, as someone has said? I don't know. Is it in Iraq, the Babylon area? That could be likely. We're talking about the ancient lands close to where the Garden of Eden would have been. The angel with the flashing sword that guards the Tree of Life. Completely undetectable and you just simply cannot find it. There are spiritual realms and places and things that are impenetrable. Not through psychic empowerment, not through the best remote viewers, not through... It would be interesting to see Ed Dames and Buchanan and McMoneagle and Monroe and Hal Putoff and Smith and all the rest try to remote view the abyss. It is clear that what is in there cannot come out. What some could speculate, can others tap in? Can you hear? Can you tap in and hear what's going on in the abyss? It's vast. It speaks of being literally bottomless. Is it underground? It has always been believed that it's basically underground. And if that is true, we must also conclude, though, that it would be a physical spiritual place. In other words, can you just get steam shovels and begin to dig? Can you, with ground-penetrating radar, can you, with some kind of technology, penetrate? Can you, by, for example, the occultists, Luciferians, question to you, can you, by your power demons, seek and locate the abyss? Now, some of you will write me about this. Can you locate the abyss? European Luciferians, ancient bloodliners, Merovingians, are you looking for the abyss? It is clear that the king of the abyss, Apollyon Abaddon, the destroyer, knows where it's at. Destruction will open it, and destruction will follow. Is it physical and spiritual? Is it dimensional? Can you find it? If you can, before it is opened, can it be exploded? Can you nuke it? Can you destroy the place? Because what is about to occur is some of the most horrific human suffering ever in history, where for 5 months the beings that come out of the abyss and down upon the earth will bring such harm, such torture, torment, and pain. It will be seen to be unprecedented, unequaled. Never in history did it occur, and never will it occur again. Do you see why we should study Abussos, the abyss? Do you see why we should concern ourselves? Because when that door is opened, and when those beings come flowing out and down upon the earth, they are bent on one thing: absolute destruction. It would seem as though ancient levels of revenge, bitter revenge, hatred. We're talking about a cesspool of ancient hatred, ancient evil. There are places in human prison systems where there's incarceration of individuals so evil, so bad, that they're never going to get out in their lifetime. It is revealed in the book of Revelation chapter 9 that the beings dwelling inside the abyss are so bad, so evil, so the demonstration of their character, their nature, will be evidence in the behavior when they get out. Do you want me to read a little bit of to you? Listen, is it in space? The scripture seems to indicate that they will come down upon the earth. Let me ask you another question as far as where is that. Think through this. It definitely exists. Could be clearly underground. It's kind of portrayed that way. But it would have to be somewhat of a spiritual dimensional place. Something about Abussos is that God has incarcerated some of the most violent, vile beings. So vile and so violent and so evil that they are incarcerated until the door is opened. And as I've said already, there are some doors no human, no scientist, no occultist, no one would want to open, but it will be. Revelation chapter 9, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth, a fallen angel. The fallen angel, the star, as in the book of Revelation, was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. The key to the shaft of the abyss. The key to the shaft of the abyss. The key, obviously, in biblical revelation, is referencing authority. Authority. Satan says in Matthew chapter 4, in his battle and temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ, and offering him the kingdoms of the world that has been given to him, he has temporal authority. By the human race's failure and acceptance of the lie of the fallen cherub, evil has entered this world. Radical evil has entered this world by rights, by authority. This star, this fallen angel, is given the key, the authority to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. Verse 2, catastrophic. It'll affect the sun and its shining. It will affect the sky being utterly darkened. Mount St. Helens when it blew, unleashed its materials into the air, to the sky. It affected the world. But it will be considered a puff of smoke in comparison to the smoke that rose from the abyss like a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke. We're talking about just the smoke. The smoke from the abyss. What kind of place packed when it is opened, as if pressured, billowing out smoke that will darken the skies. Now it is like, listen, so many things in the book of Revelation, you'll find the word, and it was like. Is it a presence that is unleashed out of this abyssos? Is it actual smoke, like real smoke? But the smoke is not the problem. The smoke is not the problem. If you're here in that day and that smoke is unleashed and the sky is darkened and the sun is cut out, you better decide immediately what side of the fence you're on. Whether the Spirit of the living God, the seal of God, the mark of God dwells within you, given by the Lord Jesus Christ. When you have yielded your life and accepted Him as Lord and Savior, you are sealed. Read it in Ephesians chapter 1. You're marked. The Spirit of God dwells in you. Oh, Luciferians, Satanists, your demons have known this. They know who are saved and who are not. They spoke it out of the book of Acts. Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but in reference to individuals caught up in counterfeit false spirituality, the demon said, "Who are you?" And the demons used the physical body to beat to a pulp and rip the clothes off spiritual counterfeits. Revelation chapter 9, verse 3. And out of that smoke that darkened the sky, what looked like locusts, listen, if you've ever seen a television program or understood the unleashing of locusts that can literally darken the sky over cities, ominous as they're coming down, the noise that comes with them, and then the feeding. The beings that are flowing out of the abyss will be in the hundreds of thousands. If you read later, 200 million. 200 million. Verse 3, and out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of scorpions. They were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. Now listen, this has everything to do with what side of the fence you're really on. Do you know God? Do you love God? Does God dwell within you? Do you really know that Jesus Christ is God in human flesh and that you're born of the Spirit of God, that you have the gift of eternal life, that you have the protection and blessing and guarantee of God? Verse 4, these beings, 200 million, I hope Whitney Strieber listens. I hope many coast-to-coasters listen. I hope military individuals listen. Verse 4, They were told, these beings were told not to harm the grass of the earth, nor any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Now, in some of the other parts of this series, we will dig into that. Verse 5, they were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. During those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will know, listen, they will long to die, but death will elude them. In verse 7 on down, it begins to give a description of what they kind of look like. John on the Isle of Patmos, 2,000 years ago, by the Spirit of God, is shown the vision of what will occur a few thousand years later. In his vocabulary, in his experience, even led by the Spirit of God, he can say things like this. The locusts looked like, verse 8, their hair was like. And you'll read this all the way through. For Satanists and Luciferians, verse 11, they had as a king over them the angel of the Abusos, the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon. It means destroyer. Let me give a hint. I'll do it in a full 25-minute session later. But let me give the Luciferians and Satanists a hint right now. These are the beings, and God has given you warning ahead of time. Though it would be Luciferians and Satanists who really understand Lucifer and the coming evolution and sequence of his agenda manifested on the earth, that though the king of the abyss may have done this to bring havoc on the earth, kind of like Saddam Hussein, in losing the war, began to light the oil fields and just simply seek to destroy everything. This will backfire. The targets, the unleashing of this evil, this harm, this devastation will fall upon those who have rejected the living Savior Christ, who do not have the indwelling infinite Spirit of God, who did not have the mark of the seal of the God of heaven. Here is your warning now. Continue to hate God, hate Christendom, join the ancient hate. This is for New Agers who believe in a new spiritual age, a one world government, you know, including the elimination of Christianity. It's not going to be the elimination of Christendom that happens here. This all backfires on those like you who have rejected the sweet movements of the Spirit of God on your life to turn you to see Jesus at the cross, dying for you, giving his life for you, to offer you an eternal transformation. Hey, just in this introduction, let me mention a couple other things. What is in it? Listen, the other day I was out painting down in the side of a little barn area and hit this one area, and out flowing from this area were wasps. I was 10 feet up on a ladder. You never see. I literally almost wanted to jump. These things were around my face. I can feel the wind from their wings. I could hear them. I could see their stings or stingers. Buddy, I got out of there. And so to the U.S. government military secret projects, beware where you dig, and more importantly, for all of us, beware who you reject and whom you embrace. One leads to the embrace and love of God and indestructible immortality. The other leads to a whirlwind of bloodshed, of pain, of bitter misery, and then hell. What is in it? Well, it is a feared, hated holding cell. Satan himself, listen for Christians out there, Satan himself, we're told about in Revelation 20, will be bound. One angel will bring chains to bind him for 1,000 years. This is the true biblical new age. For 1,000 years, no more war. You want to be on the side of the Prince of Peace, who will end all human war, who will end all human battle? Not another gunshot. Not another drive-by, not another ethnic cleansing, no more in world history, no more Auschwitz, Dachau, no more. The Prince of Peace, by his authority, puts an end to Satan, and Satan is bound for 1,000 years and is thrown into Abyssos, the abyss. Clearly a holding cell. Oh, this is after it's been opened and those beings inside have been unleashed and came down upon the earth and attacked all humanity who did not have the seal of God. That is the saving seal of God. What is in it? Ancient demonic presence. The angriest, the meanest, those bent on nothing but destruction. How long have they been there? Thousands of years. Are they the troops of Antichrist that he will want to unleash in the end days? We'll take a look at that later. Are they the fallen watcher angels of Genesis 6 that came down, took the women, created Nephilim? Are these the spirits of the Nephilim? Why will they be unleashed? Embrace this. Christian, New Ager, Satanist, Luciferian, embrace this. Why will they be unleashed? Apollyon wants and gets the authority to open it. But ultimately, how? Again, I say to the ancient Luciferians, write me a note. Tell me if your people have been searching for this place. Tell us about, as others have, how your power demons, how those spirits have guided you. Listen, you look at them as ascended masters, leaders, powerful beings. You shed blood just to get them to show up. Yet it is you who will be, listen, who will be bitten in the end. Final questions again on this introductory first part of the series on the abyss. Where, why, when? And we just dealt with what's in there. Can we find out ahead of time? Has military already found this place? Why? Another question. What about when? What about when? 3 or 4 years away? 3 or 4 or 5 years away to a catastrophic global event that will spew materials into the skies that will darken the human race will know when 200 billion ancient, angry, destroying beings flow out of this dimension down upon the earth and begin their torture. To The Abyss, Abusos, Part 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 will be posted this week. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, PreemptionBroadcast.com. Every Sunday night right now, if you go to ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web and you click on the Blog Talk Radio, the radio program, live on Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. Tonight is the night that we will begin a discussion on the talk show about a real event that may be imminent. I hope you know what side of the fence you stand on.